Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. Hope all of you are having a fantastic Monday. A little bit of housekeeping off the top, and a lot of you are not going to listen, going to be getting asked about it. I am headed to New York City tomorrow. Right after the show ends, I will be on a flight to New York City, hopefully, although I'm going to talk about plane travel and how much of a disaster it is this summer right now. I'm going to play in the Live Tour this week, the Bedminster event. Should have a lot of fun up there. I think that President Trump's going to come on the radio show Friday from Bedminster. So we're going to have a big week of activities with the Clay and Buck Show. Be doing a lot of television, but I'm not going to be home here to do Outkick the Show. So this is the only time I'm going to do the show. Next week, I'm headed up to Michigan. Going to be on vacation, Michigan in the summer, up by the Upper Peninsula, northern Michigan. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I will not be doing shows then. I will be back in time for the sprint. It's going to be a long sprint. Marathon, I probably should say. From that point forward, I'll be here working on the road for college football again with the Fox crew, and I will be... I'll be at the Super Bowl with Fox as well, all the way through the Super Bowl. Basically, August through the Super Bowl, be locked and loaded. Writing a book right now. For those of you who wonder why I haven't been writing as much as I ordinarily would, I've got a book that I am working on that will be out next year, but I have to deliver it before the end of the year. So there's a little bit of housekeeping for you. Had a phenomenal time down at the Sunshine Summit in South Florida over the weekend. Ron DeSantis, the Florida GOP, put on a great event. Got to hang out with Molly Hemingway, who's written a couple of incredible books. Got to hang out with Carol Markowitz, who have been a guest writer at the New York Post. My friend Dave Rubin, who I've known for a while now, and Lisa Booth, among others. Really cool time hanging out down there with so many of you. In South Florida, like I said, New York City tomorrow, running around like crazy. And I want to start off with this because I am super fired up about it, and it's not going to surprise any of you. COVID's not going away. Democrats are not going to give up the COVID powers that they took away. And in fact, Friday, I'm in the air flying down to South Florida. And news comes out that Jefferson County, Kentucky, which is where Louisville's located, appreciate all the listeners in Louisville. We've got the number one radio show in Louisville, among many others. And I hear from a lot of Louisville people I already have, they're bringing masks back for kids starting today. All schools, everybody entering to a school in the Louisville area in Jefferson County, Kentucky, has to wear a mask. And I want to start off today's show talking to all of you because I know a lot of you have kids and I know a lot of you are in a position like me where your kids may go to public school. Two of my three kids are in public school right now and they will try to bring back mask mandates. Even if you live in a red state, no surprise what LA is going to try to do. San Diego's already brought mask mandates back for kids in summer school. They will do everything they can to put your kids back in masks. It's going to happen in New York. It's going to happen in LA. It's going to happen in a lot of big cities, but not just those states. It's going to happen everywhere. It's going to be everywhere, okay? And when it is everywhere, when it is out there everywhere, even if you live in a red state, there are a lot of blue cities, and they are going to be trying to put your kids back in masks. Even though there's no evidence whatsoever that masks work, even though that it makes zero sense, even though that almost every kid has already had COVID, and even though that it doesn't offer any protection at all, they're going to try to put your kids back in masks. In fact, I just shared the video, Dr. Fauci speaking today, said he thought masks should be required for all kids back in schools now. So Dr. Fauci believes that your kids, even in year three now of COVID, that your kids need to be in masks when they start back up to school in August and or September. It's not going away. The only way to make this go away is to stand up and vote against all of these awful failed Democrat COVID policies. Stand up against them, vote against them, vote out Democrats. That's the only lesson they're going to learn. Force Dr. Fauci to resign because the House and the Senate are both going to be back in Republican control. And Fauci, anti-science zealot that he is, would finally have to answer real questions about his complicity in gain-of-function research and also his failure when it comes to advising the country on everything surrounding COVID. I was on with Steve Hilton last night on Fox News, scheduled to be on with Sean Hannity tonight, by the way. Some of you may have seen my predictions. I updated my predictions on the Senate and the House races now that we're sitting roughly 10 weeks out on the midterms. November the 8th, we're going to be having a big party in Nashville. I cannot wait for it. Clay and Buck, OutKick, all that rolled in together. I believe that Democrats are going to lose Senate seats in Arizona, Nevada, and in Georgia. All three of those states, I think, flip back to Republican control. I think that clearly Republicans are going to take control of the House, and I'm sticking with right at a 25-seat pickup in the House, given the fact that Republicans picked up a decent amount of seats in the 2020 election and almost took back the House. I think that Republicans are going to comfortably be in control of the House. In fact, they may, Republicans, have almost their largest margin in the House in almost 100 years. Those are my predictions as we sit here about 10 weeks out, and not very much different, for the record, than the prediction that I made on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I gave you four predictions, I think. I said I thought that the Packers would win the Super Bowl. I was wrong. Georgia would win the national championship in football. I was right about that. That Republicans would pick up three seats in the Senate and around 25 in the House. And I believe that that's still on track to end up happening. I want to talk about plane issues for a minute. I don't know how many of you are traveling right now, but this is the worst travel environment in my life, except for soon after 9/11. If you were traveling right after 9/11, there were all sorts of security issues. It took hours to get through and screened. It was a mess. And anybody who lived through 9/11 remembers that and the subsequent issues that still exist. You have to take your shoes off. You have to take your laptop out. All the different myriad rules that they put in place at the TSA. So I was down in South Florida over the weekend, and I decided I was going to try to get back earlier than normal and hop on a flight Saturday evening instead of coming back Sunday morning. So I could have spent all day Sunday here with my family. Flight was delayed, so I waited to get to the airport till late in the evening. I got there probably 9:30-ish for what was supposed to be a 10:30 departure. Initially, departure was 7:30. They bumped us all the way to 12:15, and they said, there's a flight coming in. It has your crew on it, and the pilot can decide. I've never even heard this before. They said the pilot decides when he lands here whether he wants to fly you back to Nashville or not. We don't know what the answer is going to be. So you need to sit here and wait. He's flying right now from Washington, D.C. down to South Florida. And when he gets here, he can decide whether or not he wants to fly you home to Nashville. Pilot gets to town, lands the plane. All the flight attendants go get on the airplane. They are ready to go. Pilot waves his hand, says, I'm not taking the flight. So they cancel the flight after making everybody wait from roughly 5:30 or so, 6 o'clock. Flight was initially supposed to go off at 7:30. They tell everybody, flight's not taking off at all. Your flights are canceled. Immediately start rebooking people on Southwest Airlines. people are furious because they made him wait all day and then canceled a flight because the pilot doesn't want to fly. As a part of this rebooking, some people are getting rebooked 3 days later to be able to fly out of South Florida. No rental cars to be found. No other flights. Obviously, it's 12:15 at night. The entire airport in Fort Lauderdale is virtually empty. I'm fortunate because I already have a flight booked for the next morning. I didn't change it. So I just get up and I already have a hotel room. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just me. I don't have kids with me. A lot of parents there stayed in the airport overnight, slept there. What I want to ask, and I want people answering these questions, why is air travel such a disaster right now? Why do so many of you listening to me talk right now have your own stories about air travel disasters from this summer? How is it that the airline industry is so incredibly awful? Canceling flights, not taking off on time, leaving you waiting for hours. I'm not saying that air travel is usually perfect. It certainly isn't. It's never in my life, with the exception of 9/11, been this bad. I don't know what's going on, but it is an unmitigated disaster. Such that there are flight attendants saying things I've never heard before. Gate attendants. Hey, we have to wait till the pilot gets here. We don't even know if your flight is potentially going to take off or not. So you have to wait here for hours for an airplane to land. Look, if you're going to cancel the flight at 10:30. Let people leave, go get a little bit of sleep. You're angry, but you're not as angry as if you sit around at an airport all day and then they cancel the flight after midnight. I know there's a lot of people out there. This plane issue deserves to be examined. If we had a competent transportation secretary instead of Mayor Pete, maybe we'd have some answers about why everything is so awful for travel. And I'm nervous about how things are going to go now. I fly Southwest Airlines all the time. And I'm flying to New York City tomorrow. Then I'm flying to Detroit. Then I'm flying to Salt Lake City. Like, I'm everywhere. I travel all over the place. And I got to tell you, I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen travelers this angry. I've never seen passengers being treated this poorly than what's going on right now in the summer of 2022. And right after that, we'll continue the discussion, but first, a momentary break.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I got to tee off on this, too. Novak Djokovic. Djokovic played last year in the U.S. Open, even though he hadn't gotten the COVID shot. We know the COVID shot doesn't stop or prevent you from getting COVID. In fact, there are arguments out there that the COVID shot may even make you more likely to get COVID. Arguments. Again, we don't know. A year ago, I was one of the first people to be out there saying, hey, the data tells you that the COVID shot doesn't stop or prevent COVID from happening. And a lot of people were like, you got to ban this guy. You can't talk about this. We put Alex Berenson on Clay and Buck. People were furious at us. All we did was talk about the existing data that is out there. And we will continue to talk about all the existing data that's out there. And the existing data right now suggests that not only do the COVID shots not work, they may be doing more harm, especially to young and healthy people, than if they hadn't gotten the COVID shot at all. That's what the data is starting to reflect. Okay? So, as a part of that, why in the world is the United States not allowing Novak Djokovic to come to the United States? Why in the world are they not allowing him to be able to play? Pretty simple, right? To be able to play in the U.S. Open, the fact that we have a COVID shot requirement, even though there is absolutely nothing out there that would suggest that this COVID shot is making anybody safer, much less young, healthy athletes like Novak Djokovic. He needs to be here playing. It's indefensible. Similarly indefensible. And I want to call out everybody who is involved in Major League Baseball's Players Union. The fact that they are allowing the Toronto Blue Jays to play in Canada, and Canada is keeping so many of their of Major League Baseball players from traveling to their country and being able to play, is exactly what the Major League Baseball Players Association is designed to prevent. This is shameful. There's no reason for young, healthy athletes to be getting the COVID shot at all. Zero. If there was any doubt about that, it disappeared months ago. Why isn't Major League Baseball's Players Union standing up against players not being allowed into Canada? Toronto Blue Jays should have to relocate to the United States. And for everybody out there who is in Canada and upset with me, I also don't believe, as I just said, the United States should have any sort of COVID shot requirement in order to enter the country. But if you are an American citizen, you don't have to have the COVID shot to be able to enter our country. So the vast majority of Toronto Blue Jays players are United States citizens, so they aren't being restricted from traveling into the United States in order to play. Only Canada is benefiting from this. And right now the Blue Jays are potentially going to make the playoffs. The Major League Baseball Players Union needs to stand up against this being able to continue, and every Major League Baseball player should be able to play in every game all season long, whether they got the COVID shot or not. That has to happen. It must happen beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Major League Baseball Players Union should be ashamed of what they have done in this scenario. Last 10 recessions have all consisted of one easy marker. A recession is typically defined as when GDP declines for two consecutive quarters. That is, quarter one, United States GDP was down. Quarter two, Thursday's numbers, it appears likely the GDP is going to have declined. That is, historically, a recession. In fact, and I shared this on Twitter, and I want to make sure I get it right, this scenario is at play, is significant, and deserves a substantial amount of attention. Michael Strain, out of the past 10 times the U.S. economy has experienced two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, how many times was a recession officially declared? This goes all the way back to the 1950s. Out of the last 10 times the U.S. economy had two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, all 10 times going back 70 plus years that this has occurred, that is considered to be a recession. Well, over the weekend, the White House defined recession differently. The White House is already telling you that men can get pregnant. It's redefining what a man and a woman is. It's changing the definition of things. Told you what a vaccine was. Remember, a vaccine used to prevent you from getting or spreading the shot. Now a COVID vaccine is defined as a vaccine, even though it doesn't do either of those things. Well, now they're redefining what a recession is. While some maintain, I'm reading from the White House website, while some maintain two consecutive quarters of falling real GDP constitute a recession, that is neither the official definition nor the way economists evaluate the state of the business cycle. They say, based on this data, and again, White House official website, it is unlikely the decline in GDP in the first quarter, even if followed by another GDP decline in the second quarter, indicates a recession. Unlikely? Or all the way back since 1950, has it 100% indicated a recession is going on? Again, they are changing the definition of recession right now on the fly. I went out yesterday and I golfed for the first time since February of 2021. What is that, like 18 months? I'd barely golfed in the entire Biden administration. I couldn't afford to. went out golfing yesterday with my 11-year-old because I was trying to get some swings in before Thursday when, in theory, I am going to be out with the LIV Tour playing in the Pro-Am at Bedminster. Hit the ball decently. I mean, decently for me. If I can perform at the level that I did on Sunday, on Thursday, I will avoid being a complete and total disaster. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am nervous about that opening tee box, and I'm also nervous about my performance overall when it comes to the LIV Tour. So we'll see exactly how all of this ends up shaking out. I want to give congrats and also say best wishes. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. On Friday, Vince McMahon officially stepped down, I believe at the age of 76, as CEO of the WWE. WWE is a wildly successful business that the McMahon family built from nothing. I grew up a big fan of wrestling. My kids are fans of wrestling. I think they have done a phenomenal job of putting on an incredibly entertaining product. And now that Vince McMahon is out, there are now co-CEOs, Stephanie McMahon, his daughter, and Nick Khan. I know Nick very well. He repped me for years at CAA. He is now the co-CEO of WWE. I am a WWE shareholder. Nick did a phenomenal job handling the SEC's rights. He's previously sold the WWE rights for big money. He is going to be, alongside of Stephanie McMahon, a fantastic CEO, co-CEOs for WWE. They are going to do phenomenally well. I know there's going to be a lot of interest. And I say this as a longtime WWE shareholder. I know there's going to be a lot of interest in somebody buying this company. I think somebody is going to buy the company, whether it's Comcast, whether it's Fox, whether it's Netflix, whether it's Amazon. A lot of different companies are going to be lining up. Maybe Disney, somebody, maybe Endeavor. Somebody out there is going to make a play to buy this company, and I think they are going to be. If you're a shareholder, I think you're going to be richly rewarded here. Stock price is, let's see what it's doing right now. 30 minutes left in the trading day. Been a rough day a little bit for stocks, and WWE is up. It was up nearly $5 earlier in the day. It's up over $5. Big gain, over $70 a share. You're going to be richly rewarded, I think, eventually if you own WWE stock, which is why I own WWE stock. I appreciate all of you watching this. Appreciate all of you who are subscribing to this program, also subscribing to the Clay and Buck Show. Like I said, headed to New York City tomorrow. I'll be up there. And then I'm headed to the UP, to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, to get away for a little bit before it is officially football season all over the country. And also, in addition to football season, the midterm is going to be a wild fall, crazy fall, and I'm writing a book. So I got a lot of stuff on. I'll be on Sean Hannity later tonight. I appreciate all of you for supporting OutKick. July is on track to be the biggest and the best month in OutKick history. Continue to add a lot of different new employees who are doing fantastic work. My name is Clay Travis. This has been OutKick the Show. Will not be OutKick the Shows for a little while now. We'll be back sooner rather than later as we get ready for football season. As always, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick the Show.